The Kaboom Kid, The Big Time, and The Kaboom Kid, Home and Away. Written by David Warner and read by David Vitusius. Davy was walking on air. Well, he wasn't actually floating above the ground, but he felt like he was. He was walking on air metaphorically, as his teacher, Mr. Mudge, would say, when he was droning on about writing and words and whatever it was Mudge droned on about. Even now, slumped at his school desk beside Mo Clouter, who loved football but hated cricket, Davy felt as though he could walk on air. If only Mudge would let him get out of his chair. Making the district representative side had changed his attitude to everything, Davy thought to himself as Mr. Mudge rambled on about equilateral triangles. Now that he was playing in the rep side, Davy decided, he was ready to be more responsible in every part of his life. Even schoolwork. Especially schoolwork, he thought optimistically. I'm ready to excel in all my endeavours.
Time management, Warner.
Davy looked up. Mr. Mudge's ears were only centimetres from his own. Davy had no idea what Mudge was talking about, but he tried to sound confident. Yes, Mr. Mudge.
Are you sure, Warner?
Mr. Mudge leaned in closer. His ears were turning red, a sure sign he was getting angry. Davy nodded.
Certain.
I'm pleased to hear it.
But Mudge didn't seem convinced.
Well, I look forward to reading every word of your assignment, he said, pointing in the direction of a pile of papers on his desk. I hope you've made an effort this time, Warner.
Davy froze.
Homework?
He'd been so busy walking on air, he'd completely forgotten to do his assignment. And now, it seemed he'd just told Mudge he'd already handed it in. The grumpy old teacher would flip when he found out the truth. But really, how bad could it be? Still walking on air, Davy wasn't too worried. He'd simply explained to Mr. Mudge that he was pretty busy with the rep team, and that he'd be happy to do the assignment when he found the time.
Those who can't manage their time well enough to complete homework will be asked by the principal, Mrs. Trundle, to help out with kindy choir for the rest of the year. Which means no sport. None. And especially no representative sport.
Mr. Mudge licked his lips as he looked from Davy to Sue Neill.
Kindy choir? No sport? How far would Mudge go?
Luckily, Davy was saved by the bell. Lunchtime. That would give him time to work something out. Surely Sunil would know what to do.